Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hi.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we compare books to movies usually.
But today, you're going to find out how insane I am.
Yes.
I'm Bree.
I'm Allie.
What were you going to say?
No. I said you're not. My parents did the exact same thing with
really?
Maggie.
Yep. Oh, good. Good.
And they went even a little crazier than I bet you're going to do. Tell me about you first.
Okay. So, everyone, I don't think this episode, I realized I was like, if I'm good, I could get this episode out on his birthday, but I think we have a mini-sode coming out on that day already. So I'm like, I'm going to do it next week. So when we're recording this episode this Wednesday, so today's Monday, this Wednesday is Loki's first birthday.
The big old one-year-old. Yeah. Hey, him and are close because Luna's second birthday is on next Monday.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Nice. I didn't know that.
That's yeah, they're 5 days apart. How cute.
Okay. That's hilarious.
I know. Well, I was like, just bought her a whole bunch of presents on
Look, it's not just me. Anyway,
no.
I wanted to have more people come over, but I also don't know who would actually, like, if I go, hey guys, I'm having a party for my cat, will you come? Like, I know you love him too. Or like the only other people I know who would come, they live in Everett. So I'm not trying to drive that
on a weekday.
So I'm like, okay, I guess it's just Allie and her kids.
Yes. Is John going at least?
Oh, dog. Yeah, of course he is.
Okay.
Of course he
is. Is your parent?
No, but my mom gave me gifts for him already. So I've got that. So it's going to be me, John, Allie, and her kids throwing a little party for him. Yes. My mom got me on Chewy. They had microwavable cat cakes. So I'm going to make him a cat cake. And nice. It came with a candle.
Okay.
So we're going to have a candle in the cat cake.
I laugh, but literally just bought... Mine wasn't microwavable, though, but literally just bought a little cake for Luna.
Don't worry, Allie. I also bought a Funfetti cake mix that I plan on making so that we can enjoy it, too.
For people. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's better than me. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm like, your kids, could you imagine your kids if I did not? Like, I also realized...
They wouldn't care because I never do it when we have the dog parties.
I'm raising the bar.
Yeah, you are great. Well, now on Monday I gotta make a freaking cake.
I realized too, I was like, fuck, I'm having them over at like 5 at night. I need to provide sustenance, not just fucking like watch my cat eat, guys. So I'm also cooking as dinner. I'm gonna slow cook our meal all day, and then when I come home, just like cook up the finishing touches. It's a chicken bacon ranch pasta. That sounds delicious as fuck.
Yeah.
But back to Loki. I also bought him. He's not going to wear it for like, I might not even be able to get a picture, but I got him a party hat and what is it called? Like bib bandana thing that says birthday boy.
So cute.
And the hat comes with Velcro numbers, so I can change it every year.
Put him through the heck.
Yep. And then I bought him, so my mom, the gift she got him, she actually got him one that I'm so excited. She got him a toy that, like, it is, how do I explain it? It's kind of like a rug thing that has a feather thing that will motion detect and just spin around so that he'll chase that.
Cool.
And so it plays with him, you know, it's good for when he's alone. Yeah. And then she also got him another new wand toy that's a little birdie. Okay. And then I got him, which I think it's fucking hilarious, because I got him suction cup beds to put on the my sliding glass door, because Nia and Ty have them and their cats love them. And I figure I can do that for him and he'll be closer to the hummingbirds.
Yes, I would like that.
Yes. And I think it's fucking hilarious because I'm like, this cat's just going to be like, oh, cool, I got a new place to sit. Like, not even know what it's for.
I know.
Me, I'm like, he can't have it until Wednesday.
Hey, you know what? I do the same thing. And then we do it for Christmas. Like,
I know.
You know, my parents. Yeah, no, go for it.
But the other night, John was over and I was telling him, because I don't think I had told him that I invited you and the kids over for his birthday. And so I was like, oh, just so you are aware, Allie and her kids are coming over for Loki's birthday too. And he was like, you invited them? I was like, yeah, because it's Loki's birthday party. Duh. And then I sat there and I was like, oh, do you think this is insane? Like, is this where you're like, holy shit, my girlfriend's throwing our cat a birthday party, and goes, no, I actually think this is really cute.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But now tell me, what did your parents do?
So it was Maggie's first. So this was before I was born. First birthday. And they knew. So I guess it would have been its birthday, too. They knew Maggie's brother. So they knew who adopted the brother. So they did like this birthday party and they got all these dogs together. So they invited like my dad's friends and they had said, come bring your dogs. And they brought their dogs. So it was like all these little dogs with little party hats on. So they did a crazy party, too.
If I knew it wouldn't result in a huge cat fight, I would tell people to bring their cats. But could you imagine a cat birthday party with a million of cats?
I know.
Well, you'd be like, what the fuck is this shit?
It's the worst day ever.
Oh my God. But yeah, so, but we're going to have yummy food and a fun, funfetti cake. I also figured if you want to bring a game you know your kids will play, we can play that with them.
Oh, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That way it's more fun and entertaining for them. Plus, Loki, like, so our Loki days, have I told you how we do a day a month for Loki?
You've told me you do that. I don't know what it consists of. So
typically it's doing a bunch of stuff with him for him that he likes because he is alone all the time, right? Well, not all the time, but
start doing that because that's a good idea. I just finally got Luna because I hate taking her on walks because she sucks and pulls horribly. But I just bought her a new harness with a front clasp. I've tried it before and it's not great, but I'm hoping it works better. I just want to take you on a walk around the block, but it's miserable.
Yeah. But we normally take Loki on a walk on this day because we thought he sort of likes it, but like recently we've been like, he almost kind of hates this. Like, maybe we shouldn't. Like, I think if and when John and I live together, if we can get him out every like once a week, he'll enjoy it. Cause once he's outside and he's in the park and he's on the trail, he's a bit more like, ooh, what's this? Let me play with this. But it's just getting him, it takes like 20 minutes for him to warm up. And then like after 15 minutes, he's like, I'm out. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
So we typically like we'll wake up, hang out with him, cuddle with him, take him on a walk, come back home. I try to get him like fancy. Like the other night, This cat. I love this cat for this reason. There's so many cats who actually do try to eat human food. Loki mm-hmm. just wants to smell it. He doesn't want it. He just wants to be able to like get on your plate and smell it for a little bit. And then he leaves it alone. He's like, okay, that's not what I want. Cute. Everything I've read, you can like, you can feed him cooked chicken as long as you didn't put any seasoning on it or like tuna mm-hmm. or things like that. This cat does not even eat it when I cook it for him.
Wow.
Yeah. So every time I'm like, oh, he's going to love this. And then I leave it for him and he doesn't touch it. And I'm like, oh,
so he probably won't eat this cake that you're going to work on for him.
Potentially. I mean, this one's more like a treat. So I think he will. It's not human food. It's not like human. It's made specifically for cats. For so cats, hopefully. Yeah. But there's a part of me that really thinks I'm about to fucking microwave it, cook it, frost it, put a candle in it for him to not give two shits about it. But
right.
So Loki Day, I've tried to give him fancy dinners and things like that. But this last Loki Day, like John played with him for probably like 3 or 4 hours. He got the little ball gun out that I got him and Loki for Christmas, and they were fucking with it for 4 hours straight. And then John was like, let's play a board game. So we sat down to play a board game, and I realized Loki just loves to lay right there in that dining room area while me and John are right there playing our board game. He loves, he's like a social cat. And he wants to be in the group, but he wants to be laying on his spot with the group. So I was like, cute. Oh, if we play a board game, that's the best way to like celebrate that. Loki. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. It sounds good to me.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
It will be fun. Mm-hmm. I think so. Yes. Yeah.
There's Loki's birthday, guys.
I know.
March 4th.
Another mini-sode to see how it went.
Yeah, we will. Did Loki eat his cake?
Who knows?
Come find out.
What a enthralling little
mini-sode, a little hook.
Yes, a little hook. There you go. That's the word I was looking for. Oh, Lanta. All righty.
Bye. Cool.
Bye.
Oh, hold on. We've already forgotten what we do with our mini-sodes now.
Yes.
This mini-sode
went off script.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For